Well, let's kick off first off, as we always do, with a look at some of this week's hottest science news stories. And this one caught my eye because, as someone who's a keen gardener, I absolutely hate caterpillars. They absolutely destroy half my garden. But there's a guy called Doug Blagiston who works at Georgetown University. He's got a paper in PLOS One, the journal this week, where he's shown that you can train a caterpillar. And better still, we say that elephants never forget. Well, it turns out the caterpillars don't either. What he did was to take some tobacco hornworm caterpillars and he gave them small electric shocks at the same time as exposing them to a certain smell, and then demonstrated that when they'd gone through their chrysalis stage and emerged as a moth, then they could remember that when you expose them to that smell, they went away because they thought they were going to get an electric shock. Sounds a bit trivial, but why did he do this? Well, everyone thought that when caterpillars pupate, that basically a caterpillar is an eating machine, it takes in lots of energy and then it gets completely dismantled inside its chrysalis and re-emerges as this moth, and basically all the energy it's taken in is just used for that purpose. But actually, it turns out that it's much more complicated than that, and it can have these memories, and this explains why, for instance, that adult moths will go back and lay their eggs on the same plant that originally hosted their caterpillars, because they can remember. And also, he thinks this might be important for the purposes of evolution, because what you can argue is that if you have a plant which establishes a specific relationship with a caterpillar like this, it's much more likely to develop a relationship going on into the future with that plant, and if something bad happens to it in the future, then it will avoid that plant in subsequent generations. So this is a good way in which you might get the emergence of new species just because of this particular ability to learn and then carry on with that memory from caterpillar through into moth. So intriguing.
Has anyone looked, do they know how it can remember this through, I guess, a brain turned to mush while it goes through the chrysalis stage, is it?
Well, that's what everyone thought, but clearly the nervous system isn't turned into what you call mush completely. Whatever the correlate of storing memories in the caterpillar brain is, or the nervous system, obviously connections between nerve cells, they're preserved enough that it can remember simple memories, like Pavlov's dogs, which salivated when he rang a bell. Well, this is the caterpillar equivalent.
I guess it makes sense.